Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, and welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are here to talk to you today about something that I think we all suffer from. Cravings! This is actually something that we got from a question that was sent in from Sarah from Vancouver, and she was saying, I have serious sugar cravings and I have no idea how to stop them. Do you have any tips or tricks that I can help to curb these cravings? So I think that this is going to be a really great topic because I suffer from cravings. You suffer from cravings. I think everyone listening out there probably at some point gets serious cravings for something.
Totally.
So Amanda, do you crave anything?
I do. I crave salty foods. I don't really crave anything sweet ever. Like I can totally walk away from like anything sweet. It doesn't really bother me much, but I definitely crave like salty foods. Especially chips. I love potato chips, but it's interesting though, since I've been pregnant, I have zero interest in anything to do with potato chips. So it's kind of good. I know it makes me happy. I'm totally fine with that. But it's interesting though, because, you know, I have cravings, but I do kind of, and I know we're going to talk about this, where they come from and everything else, but I do actually recognize where, when some of them are emotional cravings versus actual like deficiencies or like something that I'm kind of craving because I'm missing something else in my diet. So I can kind of recognize that now, but it's taken a really long time.
Well, I think that, yeah. And I think that a lot of times, I mean, people have never experienced a true physical craving. Most cravings are actually psychological cravings. They come from psychological causes like stress and anxiety. Most of the time when we're craving right. things is because we're stressed and we're anxious, and not actually a result of a nutritional deficiency. There are a lot of times where it is, if you're eating very unhealthy. I shouldn't say very unhealthy. If you're not eating balanced or if you're not eating, you know, if you're eating a lot of processed packaged foods that don't have a lot of nutritional value, yes, for sure. There could be some nutritional deficiencies going on, but if you are eating real whole foods and you're still having cravings, a lot of times those are psychologically based and it becomes very interesting. Like I always think about one of the best ways that kind of everyone across the board, I think, can kind of relate to is the craving. Like, you know when you're really thirsty?
Like, yes.
Like
when we got off the plane in Peru.
It's funny. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
I think about it all the time still. Whenever I have a dry mouth, I'm like, nothing will ever be worse than that day.
No, and that's what I related to. So for everyone listening, Amanda and I went backpacking. We hiked Machu Picchu in Peru. And we were at the airport waiting for a flight. And they have these massive, like in Canada, they serve, like when you buy a big bottle of water, it's like 1.5 liters. And there, I think it was 2.5 liters. Like these things are literally like weights.
You need two hands to hold them.
Yeah. And we were, I can't remember why we couldn't get to the water, but it was like something.
No, I remember why. I actually remember why. I remember the whole story because it was our last day in Arequipa, Peru. And we had went mountain biking all day and we didn't drink anything the whole day mountain biking. And we flew out that night. And when we flew out, we couldn't bring water with us to the airport, like in the airport, because we had to go through customs. And it was as soon as we passed customs, we were like, give me that 2.5 liter.
Yeah,
we just chugged and chugged
the entire
thing. Because we didn't want to drink anything when we were mountain biking because we were like out and about and we didn't want to like have to pee on the side of the mountain or anything like that. So we were kind of like, we were so extremely dehydrated.
But that was where it was, that was the one time in my life I'm like, okay, I've been thirsty before. I'm like, oh, I need a drink. Like I'm thirsty. But physically how much my body was craving water. Like I could have almost killed somebody to get through that lineup. I remember you and I were just like 5 more minutes. Like we couldn't even talk because I was like, I'm so thirsty. I feel like I'm going to freak out.
Yeah. Like, no, it was crazy.
So that was your body really craving something. So that's a physical craving. So that's something that's so different when you're like, oh my God, I really need something sweet. And you're like, nope, not going to do it. You know, trying to play the willpower game, not going to do it, not going to do it. Next thing you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to eat a whole bar of chocolate, you know?
Yeah. Double fisting Godivas.
Yeah. Most of the time that is the psychological, because you're going through stress or anxiety or things that are happening within your life.
And oftentimes too, to add to that, oftentimes when you are thinking about something and then you say like, no, I'm not going to do it, you're also just like, it's almost like you're tempting fate. Like you, cause then you can't stop thinking about it. Like you literally, you're no longer thinking about whatever was stressing you out or causing you anxiety. But now all you're focusing on is that one thing that you won't eat. And then you just give in. Like it's
such a
mental game.
They've done studies though that show like that it, our brains cannot differentiate between the positive and the negative. So if you, it's like even constantly focusing on, I want to lose weight, I want to lose weight, I want to lose weight. Your body doesn't hear like, I want to lose weight. Like it's a mantra. It just hears like weight. So if you said, I want to gain weight, I want to lose weight, it's hearing the same thing. And it will keep attracting and keep doing things that will keep you in that space. So really, you probably are not going to lose weight. You're not going to gain weight. You're probably just going to either stay at the same weight or, you know what I mean? Like it's weird the way the body works. The same when you're thinking about cheesecake constantly, you're just continually sending a signal that cheesecake, 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 and eventually your body will go and spit that out. Like the mind is very interesting, and we try to trick it, but it doesn't work.
No, for sure.
But okay, so let's start this off. So where does a craving come from? We've got the two. So either usually a nutritional deficiency, which is not necessarily the majority of cravings, like our water example, and then the psychological causes, which is the stress, anxiety, and things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, the first thing when we're talking about triggers or talking about cravings is we've got to talk about triggers, because since most of the cravings come from psychological causes, you've got to be aware of your emotional triggers. What triggers you to eat certain foods? What trigger those foods that right now, as you're listening to this, you're thinking, yeah, I'm a chocolate craver. That's me. I crave chocolate. What are the situations that you are in where you crave chocolate? Is it after, you know, like a super busy meeting? Is it after a fight with your partner? Is it after your kids are stressing you out? Like what times are you mostly being like, damn it, I need a chocolate bar?
Or have you set yourself into a habit of like every day after lunch, I eat, you know, half a chocolate bar or a chocolate bar, whatever the case may be. Cause that's also something I think it's almost, that's not necessarily maybe a craving, but it's definitely like it falls within the same sort of area, because it's like now you crave it because you've created that habit.
Exactly. So there are some that are like emotional triggers when it comes to psychological stuff, but there's stuff that you've created as psychological habits. Yeah. So first you got to look at those emotional triggers, like where does that happen? And then also look at when does it happen? Like when is the timing? Have you created a habit around it? Because it's true. It's like our bodies also know, like in the morning, getting up and having a cup of coffee. A lot of times we don't need the coffee to wake us up, but we've become to believe that we need the coffee to wake us up. And then you crave the coffee and you kind of convince yourself you're not really awake. Like the psyche is very powerful. Our psychology becomes our biology. And it's interesting the things that you can actually feel in your body that you think in your mind. Yeah, like knowing the times that you do it, what triggers you. And then, of course, setting up your space for success. Because if you have a space that you are not, you know, that is a high trigger zone, like in your car, some people have snacks in their glove compartment. And if you know when you're racing around your car and you're starving and you're feeling stressed at work that you're going to grab for sugar, which is what a lot of people do, you know, don't have that in your car.
Yeah. I always have cashews and almonds in mine.
Yeah, like have, you know, healthy snacks if you know you're going to be on the road a lot. And another trigger I find too is another emotional trigger is boredom. Like a lot of times it's stress and anxiety, but a lot of times it's boredom.
Oh, of course. Think about how mindlessly people eat when they're watching television.
Yeah.
Right? They say like that's the number one time when you can consume like the most amount of calories in your day. It's just sitting in front of the television if you're like, oh, I'm going to have a snack while I watch this TV show. And you end up eating like an entire bag of chips or something, you know? And then you're like, oh my gosh, like I just ate more calories than I ate all day just sitting here in half an hour watching this TV show. Like it's nuts. But it's because you're just kind of bored, like in your mind, you're not being mindful of what you're doing at all.
Yeah. And I like that you said that word, like mindful, because it's, I think when people say they're bored, I don't buy that actually, because I think this world is like, you create your existence, right? Like there's so many things to do. When people are like, I'm bored, I'm like, how could you be bored? There's so many things you can go out there and do.
Yeah.
You're just bored because you're choosing to be bored.
But it's the same way I feel when I hear people say like that time goes by too slowly, or like they're just trying to pass time.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know that's a different topic altogether, but I just, whenever I hear someone say to me like, oh, I'm just doing this to pass time, I'm like, there's so many other things you could do.
I know. So I think, I like that you said mindful, because I think that's a great way to change the idea. Like not eating when you're bored. It's more like eating when you're zoned out, when you're not there, when you're not, you know, you're just kind of like, and I've done this too, where I'm like thinking about something, like I'm staring out, you know, like I live on the water. I'm staring at, looking at the water, and I'm eating. Next thing you know, I've eaten the whole like thing of whatever I'm eating, and I don't even remember eating it. Like I'm literally like, whoa, I ate all that? Because I'm thinking, like my mind is somewhere else. So that's another thing that obviously you got to be aware of when you do things like that. So staying on this, like knowing your triggers. So cravings come from emotional, they come from nutritional deficiencies. We're knowing, trying to understand, first of all, where your triggers are and when they happen. So you know right away, okay, is it emotional? Or is it after I haven't been eating, you know, I've been working on, just say you've gone away for work and you've been eating pretty much nothing for 3 days other than protein bars and bananas. And next thing you know, at the end of 3 days, you're having serious physical cravings. That could be from a nutritional deficiency.
Right.
So looking at some of the nutritional deficiencies, because the emotional side is a different beast. And that's obviously, of course, getting into the habits of setting yourself up for success, which we're going to talk to in a moment. But there's actually a lot of frequent cravings for the same foods. And this could actually be your body trying to tell you, obviously, that you need one or more of the specific nutrients. But we don't necessarily, when we think of craving things like chocolate or fatty foods or salty snacks, like we don't put that in hand with what we could be deficient in because we don't know. So four of the most common categories of snack cravings are, number one is chocolate. And when you crave chocolate, it actually could mean that you are deficient in magnesium. So magnesium is a natural, muscle relaxer. And that's why a lot of times when it's period time for us ladies, you know how like a lot of women, they crave chocolate around their period. A lot of times it's to relieve the cramps. Like you're low in magnesium, you want chocolate. And that's because subconsciously your body's telling you, okay, you need magnesium. Magnesium is in chocolate. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. It's interesting how like the body just works in such amazing ways.
Oh, I know. It blows my mind. Some of the stuff, like especially as you start to learn more and more about fitness and nutrition and the way the body can change and the things that it knows and the things it's constantly telling you. That's the thing. Your body speaks to you. We don't want to listen until a lot of times it's too late. The second is, okay, so we got chocolate means magnesium, salty snacks. So talking about your salty snacks, sometimes it's chloride that you're craving. And actually the other thing too is a lot of people are salt deficient, because even though we're eating a lot of sodium, sodium doesn't work in the body the same way as salt does in the sense of replenishing our electrolytes. So sodium causes a lot more bloating and things like that. And electrolytes are involved more in our nervous system. So sometimes the craving is actually, you're not getting, you know, real salts, absorbing the real salts. You're just getting a ton of bloaty sodium. But if you try to have things like seaweed or tomatoes or olives, then you can get more chloride in your day, which could help with salty cravings.
Interesting.
And then also, so sorry, back to the chocolate. So like for magnesium, if you're craving a lot of chocolate, foods that are high in magnesium, of course, are our leafy greens. Also, pumpkin seeds are a really great source of magnesium. I'm trying to think of some other ones. A lot of the nuts and seeds are. So that's.
I was going to say a lot of the nuts for sure.
Yeah, if you're craving chocolate, try, and pumpkin seeds are great for so many other things too. And then fatty foods is another craving. A lot of people want something really fatty, and of course, because fat for us, it's so delicious. And it really is satisfying, but we end up eating the wrong fats. So fatty foods could possibly be a craving that you're not getting enough calcium. So some really great sources of calcium that are non-dairy are things like dried figs, sesame seeds are amazing, tahini, which is made from sesame seeds, broccoli. So there's a lot of foods that you can have that are to help your calcium craving. And then of course, getting the right kind of fats. So sometimes that this could also indicate your body's deficient in the essential fatty acids. So these are the ones you can't make, you have to get from your diet. They're the omega-3s and the omega-6s. So mostly the omega-3s, which are flax seeds, chia seeds, salmon, all of that good stuff. So yeah, so that's if you're craving fatty foods. And then the last one, which I think is probably what most people crave, is sugar.
And oh yeah. But I think a lot of people confuse, and I could be wrong, but I feel like a lot of people confuse like sugar cravings and chocolate cravings. Like they kind of blend the two in the same mental state. Do you know what I mean? Like they'll kind of be like, oh, I just really want sugar. So then they'll eat chocolate, but maybe it's not even actually satisfying whatever that need is.
Exactly. And also people, what they end up doing is they confuse sugar cravings with just sweet sugar. And sugar cravings also includes white flour. Like if you're craving a lot of, even with chips, even though it's the salt as well, but it could also be that carby, like you're looking for that quick rush because the body turns all of these foods into sugar once it gets into the body. So even with like something that's like white pasta, and I know a lot of times when, especially winter times, we start to really crave that because it's comfort food as well. Even though that is not necessarily taste sweet, it turns to sugar in the body. So it's the same kind of thing. But carbohydrate cravings, they usually mean that we're low in levels of serotonin and endorphins because these are the things that make us feel happy. And that's the biggest thing for craving sugar is that it's usually emotionally tied in, that we're not feeling good, we're feeling stressed or depressed, and we need that boost, which carbohydrates will give us very quickly because the body burns them fast and first. So it's kind of really that's the one though that usually is mostly tied into psychological cravings, like cravings that come from psychological issues is for carbs, is for simple sugars. So that's both the white flour and actually sweet stuff.
I could see that though. I can even think back to like, I mean, even from a personal standpoint, I find if I'm feeling like really, it's funny. It's emotional, but it's also physical because for me, if I'm feeling really exhausted, like if I have not had a good night's sleep and I'm super tired and everything else, oftentimes I'll actually crave more carbohydrates the next day or that day rather than
too.
I don't really want to eat vegetables or protein. All I want to do is eat carbs that day.
No,
because I'm physically exhausted, but I'm also emotionally affected by how tired I am.
Well, and your body's looking for that quick boost. Yeah. It's looking for that energy. So that's where you really need to start to find foods that are going to help with your serotonin. There are some supplements, of course, that help with that too, like one called 5-HTP, but you don't want to be taking supplements if you're feeling really like depressed or low until start always with the diet. And then, you know, you can supplement with different vitamins. But yeah, when it comes to carbohydrates, the body converts them first. So that's why when you're tired, like you're going to be craving it because your body's like, whoa, I need quick energy. So I know what I need. And I always think about it too. Like, remember when we hiked? So we did a hike for charity years ago, which was a bit of a funny story. But we did a 100-kilometer hike and, you know, the
prepared, anything for charity,
the prepared chicks that we are, we thought, oh, 100 kilometers. I walk 20 kilometers on a day when I'm out shopping, running around, doing all this stuff, or I've walked 20,000 steps on my pedometer. No problem. So we pack an apple and a bowl of quinoa. Yeah. Let's just say that lasted probably the first like 45 minutes. Thank God we had somebody else on our team who was smart enough to know that we needed more than that. But think about the cravings that you had. And I'll talk about mine in a second. When we got to our checkpoints, because we had a checkpoint every 10 kilometers.
Yeah.
What did you crave?
I wanted peanut butter sandwiches and I ate donuts, which is weird because I don't even eat donuts ever. And I remember they had donuts at all the check stops and I was eating donuts. Then I got really sick though. Remember, I don't know if you remember, but my stomach, I think it was from all of the just like adrenaline and everything else, but my stomach got so bloated and it got so sore and I couldn't eat or drink anything for I think the last like 30K.
Oh, well, by the end of it, I was so bloated. I remember just, it was so, it's such an interesting thing to step back and look at your body. But I was the same. As soon as I got to that checkpoint, we had our crew who was bringing all of these higher protein, higher healthy fats, the things I know, especially being a nutritionist, that I should be eating for energy. And the only thing my eyes could even see, because I knew we had to keep going, was crackers. And I remember I was eating granola bars, crackers, and like gummy candies. Like that's all I wanted. Even though I know in my mind, I'm like, okay, but that's going to only give me energy for a short burst of time. That's what I needed because I needed to get that back up.
And then at the very end, it was two Tylenol with a Red Bull.
Yeah. I was like, hey,
which
yeah.
is such a dangerous combination.
Yeah. Don't do as we say. No, do as we say, not what we do. Okay. So those are some things that... Now, just hearing those, even in your own life, listening to this, if you're having any of those cravings really badly, take a step back and look at the supplementation or eating more foods that are higher in that. So the chocolate, again, is magnesium. Salty snacks is usually low in healthy salts. And a lot of people who eat really real whole foods too might not be getting enough salt because they're not adding it. You know, when you're eating all like meat and vegetables and nuts and seeds that are unsalted, you might not be getting enough salt. So make sure you're adding in some good iron, some good healthy salts. And then fatty foods could be not enough calcium or not enough EFAs. So make sure you're getting those in. And then simple carbs, of course, is showing that you're having that lower serotonin. So if you're eating really good, you know, fibrous carbs throughout the day, you're not going to be low on energy because you're going to be getting it from that. However, it might also be that emotionally that you're dipping down, and that could be also vitamin D deficiency. It could also be you're not getting enough B vitamins. So that's where, again, just take a step back and look where you might be needing a little bit of extra natural love. So saying that though, let's transition into also some natural ways that you can help to stop cravings. And I picked actually three things that you probably have in your pantry already, without having to go out and buy anything, that you can start to add to your cooking and to your day that are really going to help with your cravings. So the first one is one that is actually one of my favorite spices, and that is, Amanda, can you guess what it is?
Cinnamon.
Yay! She knows because I put it in everything. Do you like cinnamon?
I do. I love it. But I don't like, it's weird. Like I don't like cinnamon flavored things, but I like cinnamon spice. Like I don't like cinnamon gum or like those cinnamon hearts, you know, like that kind of stuff. I don't like that.
Oh my God, no, the cinnamon hearts are disgusting.
Sorry to anyone who loves those. No, like anything like that, I'm not into at all, but I love fresh cinnamon on stuff for sure. Like I put it always in my oatmeal. I put it oftentimes like just in like baking and things like that. Like even the banana cookies that I like to make with just like bananas and oats, just to add some flavor to it. I literally, it's three ingredients. It's bananas, oats, and then I add cinnamon to it. That's all I put in it. And I bake them in the oven.
Oh, so fantastic. So good. Well, cinnamon it's actually one of the most powerful spices in the entire world. And people have been using it across the world for thousands and thousands of years in traditional medicine, in natural medicine, in cooking. But it really started off as a medicinal herb, and we kind of turned it into more of like an everyday, like when we think of cinnamon, we think of just baking, right?
Yeah.
But cinnamon, it actually, the health benefits from cinnamon are from the bark of it's the cinnamomum, something like that, cinnamomum tree. So it's actually the bark. So you know when you see those cinnamon sticks, that's just the bark rolled up. So when you, like, you could take that full stick and put it in your tea. Cause I know for me, a lot of times I would see that stick and I thought it was for decoration. I thought it was part of potpourri, but it actually, that is the, that is pure health right there in that stick. And you can shave it if you have, like on a spice, not even a spice grinder, but like a cheese grater. I have a little one. It's called a microplane. It looks like a mini cheese grater. You can shave it from there. You could put that bark like right into your tea, or, you know, whatever it is that you're making. And, you can use like that, or you can buy it already ground. It's also really good for essential oils too, because again, we like when you smell things, we're also going to reduce cravings because we're getting the scent of it in addition to it.
So then that's probably why, as a side note, you know, all of those scented candles that come out, especially around the holidays, that are like, buy this like apple pie scented candle and all this stuff. Why you should probably just avoid those altogether. Cause I'm sure that that actually enhances, like, I never buy any of those cause I try not to have any kind of like scented things in my house. But, I always think like, how could you not want to eat apple pie if you're just sitting around smelling it all day? It's not going to help you in any way. It's probably just going to create more of a craving.
Yeah. Like, but if you have actual, just like cinnamon essential oils burning, which is the natural one that you can eat, like these are food grade oils. So anything that you burn, even in your oil dispensers, you should be able to eat. So, the essential oils that are food grade, that are cinnamon, they'll actually help you curb your cravings if you just have the straight cinnamon.
But of course, and that's what I meant. I meant more of, because these ones are like the blended ones.
Oh yeah. Like the sugar cookie one, I can't even have it because I'm like, oh my God, so good. But but the thing with cinnamon is that it's got a super amazing way that it's an anti-diabetic. So what that really means is that it helps balance blood sugar when you ingest it. So when you eat it, what it does is it helps to decrease the rate that your stomach also empties after a meal, which is involved in blood sugar management. Cause the quicker your stomach empties and the carbohydrates get into your blood, the quicker your blood sugar is going to rise. So cinnamon helps to slow that down. And it also has components in it that really help the way your body uses insulin. So type 1 diabetes, your body does not produce insulin. Type 2 diabetes, your body becomes what's called insulin resistant. So it doesn't recognize the insulin. It doesn't know how to use it. So the cinnamon helps your body to prevent becoming insulin resistant. So if you are, you know, type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic, adding cinnamon can be really, really important, not even just for your cravings, but for your overall health. So it's one of those things that when you have it, you can put it in your, you know, even easily in your cereal, you can put it in your coffee, you can put it in, I don't even know, pretty much anything, any of your baking, any of that good stuff. And that right away is going to help the way you digest that food, but also going to help to regulate your blood sugars. So super, super, super important. It's also really great for antioxidants, which obviously help fight things like cancer, aging, all of that stuff. And cinnamon's also a natural food preservative because it inhibits bacteria growing, which I find very interesting.
That is very interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah. So get your cinnamon on. Go and buy a good, but buy a good quality. Don't go to the bulk barn and buy the one that's been out in the air for so long. You know, try to invest a little bit more and think of it as that, not just that you're buying it for the taste, because the, you know, one that's a little higher quality organic will taste better, but also because this is like seriously medicine for you. Like, it's awesome, natural anti-craving medicine and anti-blood sugar spiking medicine.
So then just to confirm though, so cinnamon would really help because that would really help with like a lot of sugar cravings, would you say? And like chocolate cravings because of the magnesium in it, or would it help with all cravings?
Well, it has manganese in it, not magnesium.
Oh, sorry.
So, but it's 100% for sugar cravings. And also for, like, cause a lot of times too, because if we have a lot of other things going on in addition to the emotional stuff. So if you are, just say if your body's inflamed in any way somewhere else, and a lot of us have chronic inflammation, cause when you're eating a lot of processed foods, we're inflamed inside and we don't know. So a lot of our body's going to work to help heal that inflammation. Cinnamon is anti-inflammatory, so it's going to help reduce that inflammation, which will then end up balancing your body and help to decrease cravings altogether. So they all kind of go like hand in hand. But one of the main things that cinnamon is known for is to help curb sugar cravings.
Perfect.
Because it helps to balance blood sugar. The second herb that you probably have in your cupboard that you can use is turmeric. So you would love this one, Amanda, because it's in your curry. That's what's in your curry that makes it that beautiful, bright, orangey, golden color.
That's probably why I love curry so much.
Yeah. So you can get dried turmeric, but you can also get fresh turmeric, and it looks almost like ginger, but when inside it's bright orange as opposed to being like a light color. But turmeric is like, it's insane how many studies have proven that, like, the powers of it, like there's like 700,000 studies that have proven how healing turmeric is. So it's really popular in like India and places that do a lot of curries. And the thing that's interesting too, which is I'm side noting here, but turmeric is tied in. It's been shown to reduce Alzheimer's disease, the onset of Alzheimer's. And really? Alzheimer's is actually tied into blood sugar. And in India, there is zero cases reported of Alzheimer's.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, and they eat a lot of turmeric. So turmeric, really what it is it's another super powerful herb. Like, it's up there with the big ones, which is cinnamon, garlic, ginseng, ginger, and milk thistle. Those are kind of like the top ones that are used mostly in natural medicine. Mm-hmm. But it's got so many different benefits, but it's the curcumin. That's what's in it that makes it work. That has that healing properties to it. So in addition to being like an anti-inflammatory, antidepressant, it helps with arthritis, it helps fight cancer, but it's super, super, super involved in blood sugar management. So it's been shown to lower blood sugar and help to reverse that insulin resistance I was talking about. The cinnamon helps with too. Mm-hmm. And it also really helps with healing damaged blood vessels and all of that stuff. So when it comes to cravings, the main thing when it comes to cravings that it does, because it does all those other things too, is it supports that insulin and regulates the blood sugar, also helps with weight loss, and it helps to remove waste in the body. So that will help with your cravings as well. So start with the curry.
And it tastes delicious.
Well, yeah, and you can add it to so many things. If you don't like curry and you're thinking right now, oh, I can't have turmeric, you can. Turmeric is one of the milder tasting ones. Like, when you make a curry, it's usually a blend of like 10 spices. So you can actually add turmeric, make turmeric tea. You can add it to your smoothies. It will hide in your smoothies. You could add it to a lot of rubs that you make. So there's a lot of different ways that you can have it in addition to just doing curry. And the fresh one tastes different than the dried one as well. Okay, so the last thing that we have that you can have in your pantry, this one you might not have, and if you don't, you should get it, is cacao.
See, I don't have any cacao in my pantry, so I need to know why I need it. Tell me.
So cacao is different than cocoa, even in addition to the fact that the letters, because cacao is C-A-C-A-O, so every time I see that, I'm like, but cocoa is C-O-C-O-A. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so it is different, but it's part of the coffee or the cocoa bean. So cacao is, it's not the cocoa powder. It's the edible part of the cocoa bean that's been harvested, dried, fermented, and then hulled. So there's a lot of things are made from the cocoa bean. So they use all different parts for different things. But it mm-hmm. does have a very chocolatey flavor, but without the sweetness. Because we equate, like when we think of chocolate, we think of like milk chocolate. But it's almost like a dark chocolate, like a dark unsweetened chocolate flavor. Like that's the real flavor of chocolate.
Okay.
But the thing with cacao, and you can buy it at like a lot of stores now. Just make sure you're looking for, that's why I said the letters C-A-C-A-O as opposed to cocoa, because it is different. But cacao, it's got a ton of magnesium in it. So that again is why we're craving the chocolate, because commercial chocolate has low grades of magnesium, but cacao, like real chocolate, which is from the cocoa bean, is loaded with magnesium. So that really helps with balancing, of course, you know, any muscle cramping, but also it helps with the brain chemistry. So when we're, you know, stressed out and anxious, it really helps to keep that in balance, which is going to help prevent the cravings and your appetite. And it also really raises your happy hormones. So that's like your serotonin and your endorphins that we were talking about earlier.
And would you say that it would probably end up also for anyone who is one of those people that are like a chocoholic in that sense, this would probably be one of the most beneficial things to swap out for.
Completely. And it's a really great way to transition like out. The thing you have to remember though, is a lot of times when you are craving chocolate too, or when you eat a lot of chocolate, you really get so into the sugar in the chocolate. So when you're transitioning to something like this, it's not going to be sweet. It doesn't have any sugar in it. Like raw cacao powder is just like chocolate. It's like almost like eating
a little bit bitter. No.
Yeah. It's almost like eating cocoa powder but it's a different version of cocoa powder. So, you know, cocoa powder has nothing, no sweetness to it. So you still are going to have to sweeten it with something, but they do have raw cacao bars and stuff like that as well. But since it doesn't have any sugar, it's not going to affect your insulin. It's not going to give you those blood sugar spikes like if you ate regular chocolate, it would. So it's really, really, really good to add to your smoothies and stuff like that. If you like a chocolate smoothie, so you're getting a ton of magnesium at the same time as you're fighting cravings by balancing out your brain chemistry. And you're still like getting that chocolate fix kind of thing that you still feel like you're eating chocolate flavors. So those are my top three. Do you have those in your pantry at all?
I have cinnamon and I have the turmeric, but I do not have any cacao.
Yeah.
So I need to go get me some.
Go get you some cacao, girl.
I'll definitely try it in my smoothies for sure because I'm kind of like bored with my flavors right now. So, and I love banana chocolate and you know, I always add a banana to my smoothies. So
yeah,
it'll be perfect.
So good. So just to recap for anyone listening, top three spices help curb, especially sugar cravings are cinnamon, turmeric and raw cacao. So not cocoa, cacao. Okay. And then, of course, the last thing I just want to say before we wrap this up is we did talk a lot about the psychological causes and, you know, obviously addressing them and, you know, figuring out which ones are the ones that are triggering you. So if you find that you're craving a lot of stuff after, you know, after work or stuff like that, also make sure that you have a plan, like an outlet plan. So because until that psychological stress goes away, you are still going to experience some sort of cravings or something that you're going to be engaging in to try to make that go away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you still need to, from that standpoint, if you find that you are constantly stress eating or craving things after, you know, stressful situations, or you're really anxious about an upcoming presentation or things like that, try to find things like meditation, deep breathing, exercise, of course, is awesome. So other things that are going to help you reduce that craving without food, because really it's just an extension of the issue. Like it's not like you're really craving that thing. It's just that that is the way that it's coming out in your body to try to make yourself feel better.
For sure.
So that was my last thing. Okay. So with that, Amanda, what's your biggest takeaway from today?
I think my biggest takeaway kind of relates to what you were just saying, which is, you know, whether you are having cravings for something that, you know, like you've always craved it, you really need to sort of take a step back and actually look at what it is, like what's the reasoning why you're craving it, and try to actually pay attention to when you're craving it. For me, whenever I'm craving like barbecue chips and popcorn, it's like, that's the one thing that I crave. But I realize that I crave that when I'm feeling really lonely or like I'm missing someone. So usually what I end up doing is I would eat that. But then I took a step back and I looked at it and I realized that this is the source of it. It's actually coming from a very emotional place. It's not a physical craving that I have. It's literally coming from that emotional place. So then I was like, okay, so maybe instead of eating that, I should spend time with someone I love. Or if it's specifically a person that I'm missing, maybe I should call them or go and see them. So it's understanding that trigger and really digging deep to figure out, okay, what's the solution to try to figure this out? And if you don't really understand where it's coming from a deeper place, then I definitely recommend looking at, you know, adding in those spices, because it may actually be that deficiency, or they may actually just help curb it.
And why were you craving barbecue chips and popcorn?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was craving it because that's what my mom used to give to, my sister and I, when we were really young. It was like her treat that she would always give to us whenever we went to the drive-in. And it was kind of like this weird thing. And I started eating it and craving it when I first moved out of the city and I was like far away from my mom. And that's when I recognized that it was totally connected to that.
Well, yeah. And that is, it's very interesting that you're sharing that, because that's something that I think a lot of people still do, you know, and we still, because obviously there's the, like there's foods still even for me that are like, they're actually really gross. Like when I think about certain foods, like Chef Boyardee, my mom didn't do that to me very often, but it was something that there's certain things that were like treats when we were a kid that we had very rarely, but they reminded me of such a, like, it was such an exciting thing to have these foods with my mom, and you know, you're young and you feel so safe, and it's like, it all goes hand in hand. So it's very interesting that you brought that up, because I think a lot of people can relate to that.
And I think it's really powerful when you do recognize it, because then when you recognize what's the trigger and what's the cause and what's the deeper rooted sort of thing that this is coming from, it allows for you to then make a decision. I make a decision whether I give into the craving or whether I just go the other route and, you know, call my mom.
Exactly. Well, and that's kind of my biggest takeaway from today is, of course, like you were like saying, take a step back, try to do again, seeing what the root cause is of the craving. So whether it be it's an emotional thing to do with your family, or if it is completely lifestyle related to do with like stress, like you're not managing your stress properly, try to find techniques that will support that. In addition to supporting your body with the right nutrients, because your body is always going to be speaking to you. It's always going to be telling you what it needs. Even with anxiety, even with depression, it's telling you, it's talking to you, it needs something from you. So that could be self-care, or it could be a certain nutrient that you're lacking. But support your body by feeding it well and getting in those spices we talked about too. So it can do its job and it can do its best for you, because that's all it ever wants to be. Your body wants to be the best it can be.
Just like we want you to be the best you can be.
Just that's like why we do. Exactly. It's all goes hand in hand. Okay, so that we're going to wrap it up. So of course, if you have any questions or you want more information, or if you have a topic you want us to talk about, definitely hit us up at info@fitchicks.ca. You can also check us out on Facebook at FitChicks Bootcamp and Instagram and Twitter at FitChicks. And then we do have two courses that are coming up in 2017 that are with our FitChicks Academy. So if you're looking to learn more about fitness, nutrition, wellness, weight loss in a natural, holistic way, we have our Fitness and Nutrition Expert program starting in April. And then we have our Natural Weight Loss Coach, which is all about getting the body in balance. It's not just focusing on weight loss. And that starts in January. So you can find out more information at fitchicksacademy.com. Okay. Well, have a fabulous day. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.